I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Burt Show.
They had their house broken into, and the person that broken into the house certainly left a nice little gift for them.
I went on a roller coaster of emotions upon hearing the story from my friend that involves a prowler who ended up dropping a deuce in the family's home. So hear me out when I tell the tale of this prowler that is just wreaking havoc on their neighborhood. So my friend and I are driving to the mountains with our kiddos. They're in the back seat watching Boss Baby, completely in their own world. And I ask her about this update of a house she bought down the street from hers. Her mom is going to live here half the year, right? So they found a house walking distance from theirs. It's perfect. So Noni is going to be like in this house, but this house needed some renovations and some love. So it's been vacant for a while as my friend is renovating it, right? And so, of course, I'm asking him, like, hey, so how's the house going? When's Noni going to be, you know, when's Noni going to be here? And she's like, oh, have I told you about the prowler? And I was like, obviously, no. So there is a man that has taken it upon himself to kind of hold up at these vacant houses in their neighborhood. There's another house down the street that's being worked on as well. So any time of day, it's non-specific. He shows up. And he just kind of makes the backyard and the porch his home. So obviously this is an unhoused person that's just utilizing vacant houses and making them his own property. They have cameras. He moves the cameras. They have called the police. Obviously, since he's not doing anything life-threatening, it takes a couple hours for the police to arrive. By that time, he's gone. They have put up signs. He removes the signs. He's, you know, just... he's making these vacant houses his. So she's getting frustrated and she's kind of like, she's very tense and on edge because though she's not living there and this guy isn't doing anything harmful, it's still like an invasion of privacy, right? Like that's your property and somebody you don't know is there. And she's just, she's like, I feel like I'm on edge all the time and I'm constantly checking the cameras at the house to see what's going on. So she was driving home one day and she saw the other homeowner out that's been dealing with this prowler because she finally got like some police records that she was looking for because she's trying to figure out who this dude is so she can file a restraining order against him and keep him away from her house. So somebody had said he had gotten arrested recently at another vacant house. She's driving by. That owner happens to be there working on it. So she pulls into the driveway and she's like, hey, can I talk to you about this prowler situation? He's like, oh, can you? Let me tell you what happened. And this was the arrest record that she had gotten. So he was there with his son, who is like 9 or 10, and he's working in the backyard, right? And he's just clearing out weeds, clearing out the yard, and he realizes he's like, he hasn't seen his son. So he goes looking for his son, and his son is like playing underneath the deck or the porch with the prowler.
Oh, man. This is like right out of a movie. What?
Now, he had been clearing out the backyard with a machete.
What?
The homeowner had been, right? So the homeowner sees the prowler with his son with machete in hand. and starts running after the Prowler.
Prowler's lucky, man. Dude has a gun. You don't know what's going to happen there.
He was, how dare you get away from my son? Like, he's freaking out. So the Prowler immediately runs into the house and locks himself into the bathroom. So, because the house is open, because they, so he, the Prowler just runs into that, runs into the,
interesting decision.
Right? And locks himself in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, guy calls the cops and he's like, yes, I have a man in my house. He's in the bathroom. So, cops come. So, the Prowler decides just, you know, I guess the guy with the machete literally scared the S out of him.
He
takes a dump. I kid you not. He takes a dump in the bathroom, and then the police are able to get in and arrest him.
That man's stomach was in there going to work.
Is that not bananas? And I'm like, girl, you're lying. She's like, no. Like, he was so overcome with emotion when he was telling me the story. Like, yeah, he was still so irate. So then that gave, like, now that's even creeped her out more, because this is the type of person you're dealing with who's obviously struggling with some stuff and has some issues. But, yeah.
I could have ended way worse than that, man.
Yeah, so, the dude's just a machete, and he's clearing out brush in his yard and turns around, and there's this Prowler dude just hanging out with his kid underneath the porch. And
yeah, if I'm a gun owner and I see a stranger out there with a machete with my kid next to it, that's going to end badly.
Well, the Prowler didn't have a machete.
Oh, I thought you said the
No, the homeowner.
The homeowner had a machete, because the homeowner was the one that was clearing out the brush, and the homeowner with the machete chases the Prowler into the house. And then that's where he locks himself in the bathroom and decides to drop a deuce. It's so bananas.
What an ending.
There was a hand up.
Oh, no, I was scratching my face.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.